Hi, this is Ava from Vanta. In today's digital world, compliance regulations are changing constantly, and earning customer trust has never mattered more. Vanta helps companies get compliant fast and stay secure with the most advanced AI automation and continuous monitoring out there. So whether you're a startup going for your first SOC 2 or ISO 27001, or a growing enterprise managing vendor risk, Vanta makes it quick, easy, and scalable. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. Get started today at Vanta.com.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, October 2nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The White House is working on a landmark agreement with Ukraine that would give the U.S. battle-tested drone technology from Kyiv in exchange for royalties or other forms of compensation. That's according to officials from both countries. For years, the Ukrainian military has received weapons from the U.S., but under this new deal, Ukraine would draw on its drone production experience and its battle against Russia to provide the U.S. with weapons. A team of Ukrainians led by the country's deputy defense minister began several days of talks with the Pentagon and State Department on Tuesday. A U.S. government official said the agreement could be worth billions of dollars, and finalizing it is likely to take months. Walmart CEO says the company will continue to hire more developers even as artificial intelligence automates more work. Last week, he had said that AI will not only eliminate some roles, it'll also create others. For example, the retail giant created a new position last month called an agent developer, in which employees deploy AI agents to automate complex workflows. A Walmart representative added that the company will continue to invest in upskilling and recruiting top-tier engineers. And Rivian has narrowed its delivery target for the year and reported lower production in the third quarter compared to a year ago. The electric vehicle maker cut its 2025 delivery guidance today by 2,000 vehicles to 41,500. Rivian recently broke ground on a new assembly plant near Atlanta. That's expected to begin production in 2028. The move comes as the rest of the U.S. auto industry is shifting away from EVs. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing podcast.